Very good morning, as always, to all of our listeners, in particular all of the loyal WA Bluebaggers out there, as we optimistically embark on day number 8,590 since the Blues last won a flag. As you pop your toast, pour your favourite brew and begin your football weekend right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. Your hosts this morning, as always, are the committee of the official West Australian Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues, comprising today of myself, John Allen, chairman of the WA Blues, with fellow panellists, WA Blues committee members David Thomason, Melanie Hall and Carlton tragic Craig Beck. On the show today, as is the case each week, we review all the upcoming AFL round games along with our very own expert panel tips. We feature special guest live interviews. This week, we are very excited to hear from WA's own Carlton 1987 Premiership legend, Richard Dennis. We review the Mighty Blues previous and current round with our No Punches Pulled regular segment, The Shirt Front, where, as we do every week, we cross to the live to the one and only, The Hyphen, David Rees-Jones. We also look at the Northern Blues to see who's putting their hand up for selection, as well as snapshotting WA Blues upcoming events and specials, along with information on how to get your Blues memberships and number plates. Before we get stuck into the show, a reminder that your WA Blues are proudly supported by major sponsor Hyundai, platinum sponsors Tech Tiger for all your web design needs, Allmark printers, master picture framers, and of course your home of the WA Carlton Football Club, the Empire, located at 220 Gradiston Highway, Leth Lane, just a stone's throw from Optus Oval. And of course, after the show today, we'll be racing there for the game live against the Swans at 10:45 bounce down. So, good morning firstly to you, Dave, and I must ask, how did you react to the public's overwhelming praise levelled at our first show during the week, and could you reference some of the feedback that we received?
Good morning, panel, and good morning, listeners. Another perfect day here in Perth. Mate, the responses have been amazing to not only the live show on the radio, but also we are crystal clear on the MyTuner radio app, and also our podcast has been really well received. We had Lynn and Jill all the way from Wigan, England, who said, "Guys, you have voices made for radio." JT, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, he caught the podcast and said, "Dave, you sound out like you got a pair." Big shout out goes to Heidi, Karen, and all the girls training at Live to Be Fit who are doing a high intensity hit step class at Eden Beach Alkimos while listening to us this morning. Hello, guys.
I might have to join that one day.
Yeah, oh, mate, they're brutal. Af from Bayside, Tasmania, who knows one and only David Rees-Jones well, she said it's great to hear David Rees-Jones again on the radio after all these years. And a little girl, Grace, from Wanneroo, who's only 9, said, "I listen to your radio show because my dad loves the Blues and even my dog Jagger loved it, wagging his tail so much."
Thanks very much for that, Dave. That's awesome to hear that feedback. In particular, the one from Tasmania there, you know, we get the hyphen on. When he finished his career at Carlton, he went and coached down at Tassie for a while. He's a Tassie boy, so that was fantastic to hear that one. And look, I'm going to cross over to our other two panellists briefly here, and I've got to say a very good morning firstly to Mel. She's recently joined the committee, and she's a lady who in a very short time has showed an unrivalled work ethic to go with her passion for the Blues and for its supporter engagement in WA. So, Mel, how are you going today? Welcome to the studio.
I'm great, thanks, John. Very excited to be here.
That's good, mate. And mate, as it's your first time on the panel, can you tell us a bit about how, why and when you became a Blues supporter, a WA Blues committee member, and what it all means to you to be a part of it?
Well, guys, I've been a passionate Blues supporter since I was 8 years old. I'm the only girl in the family. I've got three older brothers, and my eldest brother was actually a Carlton supporter. For my 8th birthday, I got my first Guernsey, and I haven't looked back ever since. So I've been a Blue Bagger all the way. As becoming a committee member, I was attending all the regular WA Blues supporter events. As you guys all know, I love to have a good old chat, and started helping out with all the raffles and help setting up, and pestered John until he'd let me on the committee.
That was a no-brainer, Mel. Absolute no-brainer. And it's a pleasure to have you on the committee, pleasure to have you in the studio today. Also joining us today for the first time on the panel is a man who, another Carlton tragic, of course. I actually played a few years of football with this guy at the High Wycombe Football Club, and he's passed the Blues gene down onto his younger son, Kobe. Unfortunately, his oldest son who's making his own mark in the football world with Swan Districts at the moment. He's a GWS supporter. We're going to see if we can turn him around on that one today. But I'd like to welcome Craig Beck to the show. Good morning, Craig. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Thanks for agreeing to be a part of the show, more importantly. Now, Craig, what steered you into being a Blue Bagger, and what does it mean to you to have remained loyal to the Blues all these years and to pass it down to your son, Kobe?
Oh, mate, for me, you know, just as a young bloke growing up playing junior footy and obviously watching the winners on ABC, you see these older legends running around and having a good old time out there. So certainly, you know, Carlton's always been a big part of my life as a junior footy player, and, you know, ever since the WA team's come along, I've never really seen the need to jump ship. So always been a loyal fan and just, you know, such a iconic club, I guess, in the AFL. So why would you ever want to leave them?
Fantastic, mate. Now, I will just briefly touch on your elder son, Jacko. He's playing Rizzies for the Mighty Black Ducks in the Waffle. You tried to raise him as a Blue Bagger. Obviously, you failed miserably. Tell us a bit about his journey at the moment with footy and where he's going.
Yeah, so I suppose for him, the big part was coming through the private school system at Guildford Grammar, and as a year 10, was fortunate enough to get selected in the first 18 Orco Cup winning side. Which is, you know, a big step up for him. And part of that was obviously having the experience of playing alongside Zach Fisher. So, you know, two of them are a lot of resemblance there in the way that they, you know, go about their footy. Jacko certainly very much like Zach, you know, good runner, good left foot, reads the game well. So hopefully he's learned a lot of things off playing alongside Zach and watching him go up through the system and, you know, obviously now into Carlton. So. Yep. Jacko's, fortunate enough to have a good year last year with the Colts. Unfortunately, they went down to Subi by 2 points, but making his sort of, I guess, senior debut out of the Colts system now in with the big boys at Swans today. So looking forward to seeing that.
And very good friends of the WA Blues, the Fisher family. Of course, last year we went to York for an on-the-road event to watch a live game there. So, as always, wish the Fisher family well if they're listening in. Now, I'll cross over to Dave just to... remind everyone again what the WA Blues are about and how we can help you get involved and come and watch the games with us as supporters and introduce yourselves to the home of WA Blues in Western Australia. Dave.
Yeah, thanks, John. The WA Blues, just as a reminder, were established by the club in 1992 to keep the faith alive in WA in light of lowering membership numbers interstate and also with the Eagles on the scene growing and building their success and supporter base. Interesting little snippet, our last flag, 1995, was Frio's first year, 1995, so enough said, Dockers fans. We regularly gather at our fantastic home base, the Empire, at 220 Great Eastern Highway in Lathlane to watch the beloved Blues go to battle live on the big screen. There we'll include raffles, food and beverage specials, member benefits and a fully inclusive environment for passionate supporters and their families to congregate whilst cheering on our beloved Blues. When the team are playing in Perth, we organise pre-match supporter functions as well as with club officials addressing the faithful, as well as opportunities to help on the ground with the banner. And just on banners, can I quickly say hats off to the Melbourne Demons cheer squad for making that banner last night, covered in cyber troll tweets that the players tore apart last night when they hit the field against the Bombers. It's just a pity it didn't help their garbage team on the field.
Yes, indeed. And for anyone out there that wants to know more about our events and what we can do, you can get us on our website, www.wblues.com, and send us a private message there or on our Facebook page, Twitter. Very easy to find we are, so if you want to know about getting involved, please let us know. And through the website, you can go to the portal to purchase your number plates as well. Everyone sees the CFC number plates around Perth. They're everywhere, but we want to spread the faith even more. So get on there if you're interested in getting a CFC number plate. Now, I'll cross over to Mel for any updated AFL and or Carlton news. Mel, what do you got for us?
Well, firstly, I was actually going to kick off on the banner from the Melbourne cheer squad.
Oh, good on you, Dave, for stepping on Mel's toes. Nice.
And they, it was covered in cyber troll material that the team ran through, just tearing it apart to those keyboard warriors. So thanks, Dave. Carlton women players recognised the AFLPA awards. Star Blues Brianna Davey and Madison Prefaskis have taken out honours at the AFL Players 2019 AFLW Awards on Monday.
Well done, girls.
Well, good old Matty Perparkis was voted 2019 AFLW Best First Year Player, while skipper Brianna Davies walked away with the 2019 AFLW Best Captain's Award. Then on to Operation Stop Crisps. Swans midfielders brace for the task. Carlton's co-captain Patrick Crisp is in the sights of Sydney's counterpart Josh Kennedy as two of the game's elite contested brutes preparing for Saturday's afternoon's clash at Marvel Stadium. Cripps averaged 22 contested possessions from his first two outings this season, almost twice as many more than experienced Kennedy on 13. Crisp also leads the AFL with an average of 5 centre clearances per game this year compared to Kennedy's 3. Kennedy said on Thursday stopping Crisp and his fellow on-ballers would go a long way towards helping Sydney to its first win this season. He's one of, if not the best in the competition at contested balls at the moment, especially around the stoppages, he said. Newman, to size up his old side. Carlton defender Nick Newman is looking forward to facing his old side for the first time this Saturday, round 3 clash with Sydney. Averaging 23 disposals across the first two rounds, Newman is hoping Carlton can notch their first win against the equally desperate Swans. And the new blue said the playing group isn't shying away from its 0-2 record. We're not satisfied with playing a good half or showing signs, Newman said to SEN Breakfast on Tuesday. We're at the stage now where the rebuild has happened and it's time to start putting some wins on the board. Sydney is also very hungry for its first win, defeated by the Bulldogs in round 2 and then by the resurgence of Adelaide. The young defender is expecting questions from his teammates on the round 3 opponents, having been part of the Swans' last two final campaigns. No doubt they will be pretty disappointed with their two games. No one wants to start 0-2, he said. I'm sure a few of the boys will try to pick my brains and ask me a few little things about certain players. Lining up opposite some of his good mates on Saturday, the former Swan is expecting a sledge or two in their first match as opponents. A light-hearted Newman couldn't resist throwing up a name of one of his former teammates he wouldn't mind lining up against. I wouldn't mind lining up against little Pap, Tom Papley. I've watched him terrorise other teams, he said. I'm looking forward to listening to some of the rubbish that comes out of his mouth. Newman was traded to Carlton from Sydney in the dying minutes of last year's trade period and made the move in the off-season. I love the Swans, but I'm pretty happy to be back around friends and family in Melbourne, he said. The trade is certainly already paying dividends for the Blues, with Newman named in their best for round 1 and continuing to impact across halfback.
Newman absolutely has been a fantastic pickup for us and really, really well spoken, guys. Well, have you got any other news for us there, Mel?
No, that's about it for today, John.
That's it. As usual, our non-biased look at AFL news this week.
It's all about the Blues.
Yes, all about the definitely. Blues. So, look, there hasn't been much on this, actually. Normally
we
in an
could
AFL...
mention Eddie McGuire, but do we really need to?
Present company, maybe not.
Careful, he's sitting too close to me, so.
He doesn't grant a match. Okay, so, look, thanks very much for that, Mel. It actually has been a pretty quiet week in AFL for news. There's usually some sort of controversy or something a bit bigger out there, but there hasn't been much. It's the usual sort of injury stuff and whatever, which we'll touch on later with the Blues. But I'm going to cross over...
I did
over...
see on the West an article about Gaff saying he's got some deadly allergy to some food, and, geez, the West's getting desperate for feel-good stories about Gaff these days, I reckon.
Yeah. I think they are. That's a good call. That's a great call, Dave. Thanks very much for that. Look, I'm going to cross over to Craig now. What we're going to do is we're going to have our regular upcoming AFL round game reviews and predictions. We'll just touch quickly on each game before we go to a commercial break. Craig, over to you, mate.
Yeah, look, mate, I'm really excited about this game with the Blues and Swans. I think, you know, the Blues have definitely got a real good chance of getting their first win on the board and certainly looking forward to seeing how Newman goes against his old side. I think, the Giants will get up over the Tigers this weekend. I think it's going to be too hard with Riewoldt and Rance out of the side. I think Lions at home in Brizzy against the Power. Looking forward to this game as well, the grand final replay. I think with Gaffey coming back into the side, the Eagles are going to be too full of emotion. I think they'll get up over the Pies even though it's in Melbourne, but it should be a good game. I think the Bulldogs will probably take out the Suns. The Suns, for me, weren't too convincing last week, even though they got up over Frio. I think the Hawks and North, this is going to be a great game too. I think it's going to be pretty close. But I think, you know, the Hawks will definitely get up over North. And the Dockers at home, I think they'll be disappointed with their sort of fade out last week. So I think they'll be looking to rejuvenate themselves. And certainly at home in Perth, I reckon they'll be too strong for the Saints. You guys got any ideas on that?
Well, it's Blues for me all the way today. And I think Tigers will take it away. And I'm actually going to go the Power at the Gabba. And I think the Eagles will take down the Pies. More this one, not so sure, but probably go the Doggies. North on Sunday, maybe.
North.
Wow. Just a outsider there. A bit of a roughie.
Good call.
And definitely the Dockers.
Yeah, well, my tips, Tigers have definitely got those major injury worries, and Greater Western Sydney are a pretty strong unit, so I'll definitely go with them. Lions versus Power, I reckon the Bears are getting way ahead of themselves, and I reckon the Power went awesome against us, but I reckon they might upset the Brisbane team. I don't think they're as good as they think they are.
The Bears?
Yeah, the Bears. I'm an old school kind of a guy. Pies versus Eagles is no rematch of the grand final. The Eagles aren't showing that much at the moment. I reckon they'll get absolutely flogged today. The Pies are a pretty good team. Bulldogs versus Suns. This might be a nil-all draw, I reckon, but maybe the Bulldogs. Hawks versus North. My care factor's pretty low on this one, so I think North need to do something to save the year, but I'll go with the Hawks. Dockers versus Saints. Saints sometimes surprise when they come over here. I remember Gary absolutely kicking a bag full against them once, but the Dockers should be pretty good at home, I reckon.
No worries. Look, obviously I'm going for the Blues against the Swans this afternoon, their time afternoon, morning for us. Giants versus Teagues. I think GWS will win this one. I think Rewalt and Rance out's too much for the Tigers, especially with Cochin not really performing. They're struggling in midfield. I think the Lions over the Power, the Lions are looking absolutely fantastic at the moment. Can't see too many holes there. Pies versus Eagles. This is a tough one for me. I'm going to lean towards the Pies. I don't think the Eagles are as bad as what they're showing. I know that for the last 18 to 24 months, training at the new facility with the MCG dimensions and everything else has helped them greatly, and they attributed a lot of that to their premiership success. So I'm going to edge towards the Eagles there at the G. I like them there. The Bulldogs and the Suns, got to love the Bullies there. Hawks versus North, I'm going to tip Hawks to bounce back on that one. Don't like anything much I'm seeing from North at the moment. Dockers and the Saints, I'm going to tip a bit of an upset there. I'm going to tip the Saints. I know they've only beaten a couple of lower sides, but I like the way they're going about it. And I just think they might surprise a few people on Sunday and knock off the Dockers. It's time for us to go to a commercial break. I hope you all enjoyed that first segment. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with you, at which time we'll have our special guest for this afternoon, 1987 Premiership legend Richard Dennis from Western Australia, just to get some insights into his career. We'll see you very soon. Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor. Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. TechTiger can help. For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Bluebaggers of WA. Be part of Carlton's record membership as the club chases 60,000 members for the first time in its history. It is time to prove that you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria. In 2019, the region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation, and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues on day 8,590 since the Blues last won a premiership flag. We hope you're enjoying the program so far with your expert footy panellists. Myself, Chairman of the WA Blues, John Allen, ably supported by your fellow committee members, David Thomason, Melanie Hall, and Carlton Tragic, Craig Beck. Now, got a very, very special treat for you this morning, and at this time, we will cross live to our very own 1987 Carlton Football Premiership legend from WA, the Royal who became a Blue, Richard Rocky Dennis. How are you today, Rocky?
Good, guys. Very good, thank you.
That's the way, mate. Rocky, before I pass you on to the Lion's Den that is our panel for more hard-nosed questions like what's your favourite flavour of ice cream, perhaps you could explain the origins of the nickname Rocky to the listeners. Where did it come from and who gave it to you?
OK, yes, well, a long time ago, playing for Colts at East Perth, and we were playing against East Fremantle, and there was one of East Fremantle guys hit one of our guys after the siren, so I've gone in to sort of show my support for my teammate, and I grabbed him, wrestled with him. Next thing I looked up, there's an all-in brawl, and there's trainers and everyone involved, and I got reported for supposedly hitting this guy. So it started because of that as a joke, because I was probably only 15 at the time, and I was young and innocent, and it started as a joke for Rocky, as in Rocky Balboa. So and it just stuck. Steve DeRue and I went to Carlton together. He's another East Perth guy, and we both went to Carlton together, and he brought that over to Melbourne with me, and it just stuck.
Yeah, Steve DeRue, another fantastic cult WA figure at the Blues, well loved. Fantastic, yep. For that, mate. Thanks for clarifying that for us. I'm going to throw you over to Mel.
Hi, Rocky. Yeah. Mel Hall here. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Mel.
Good. Richard, you came across from WA in 1987, and in that very first year, you debuted a whopping 23 games, and not to overstate it, but that was including a premiership. Now, people use the term surreal a lot nowadays, but can you try to explain to us and to the listeners just how surreal that was for you at a whirlwind of a time?
Well, look, absolutely. Well, I got signed up just before the draft started. I think the draft was starting end of 1986 season. So if you weren't signed up by a club before, I think it was 1st of December, you were then into the draft the following year. So I got signed up just before that, as did Steve DeRue. Look, it was a three-year deal, and I thought, well, you know what, if I go over there, if I play one game, I'd be pretty happy. But it would be a good experience after 3 years, come back home, play for East Perth, and go on my life. But look, to play that many games in the first year was unbelievable, not expected. I missed a bit of pre-season games because of an injury, so they didn't really know what they had, Carlton. I didn't know what to expect. And then, fortunately, the first game of the year, we played Hawthorn in a grand final rematch, and I played reserves, and I played pretty well, and the league lost, which was good for me. So Wolves decided they needed a bit of a change, so I was very surprised to get the call up, and very surprised and fortunate. And from there, I was good enough to keep getting a game. But it's also easy playing. Well, it's easier playing in a good team when you've got guys like Kernan and Bradley and Silvani and Reece Jones and all that around you. That helps you as a young fella. Helps you sort of feel more included. So it was good fun.
Good morning, Richard. David Thompson here. Mate, you started with My Mighty Royals at the age of 16 in 1983 and you quickly developed into a damaging forward slash utility player who by 1986 had become one of the hottest properties from WA, highly sought after by everyone in Victoria. Who and what were your greatest influences in those early years of the Royals? And I was down there watching you a lot.
Yeah, look, again, East Perth was, like Carlton, a very traditional club and successful club. So there were a lot of the senior players that, you know, Peter Spencer, Greg Walsh, those sort of guys who just helped a young kid, as did the Carlton guys. So I grew up in Maylands and I was always an East Perth supporter because I was in the East Perth zone. So I went to watch East Perth play, you know, in the 70s and the 1978 grand final, which is still a good memory. So all I wanted to do growing up was I didn't really follow the VFL much. I just wanted to play for East Perth. So when I got my first game in 1983, it was a good feeling. And I suppose from there, you then develop a sense of belonging and a sense and self-confidence to realise that, okay, you know, maybe I'm not too bad at this game.
Richard, good morning. It's Craig Beck here, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Did you know which clubs were looking at you towards the end of that 1986 season? And particularly given, you know, the Eagles' inception was in 87, at that time, if they wanted you, would your preference have been to stay at home? Or, you know, obviously, with the way things turned out in 87, but, you know, the Mighty Blues picked you up. How were things playing out prior to that 1987 season for you?
Yeah, good question. Look, I did have a few clubs talking to me. Essendon and Collingwood, and Carlton had made contact.
Thank God they didn't get
you. Yeah, Carlton made contact a couple of years earlier, and it was just really discussion, so nothing serious. And I would have gone anywhere, to be honest. I wasn't particularly a Carlton supporter. If anything, I was probably a North Melbourne supporter because of the East Perth connection with Spencer, Ross Glendinning, and those sort of guys. But as I said, I was more aligned with East Perth. I was actually holidaying with some friends in America, and that's when I got a phone call from Carlton, from Ian Collins at Carlton, and he's out of the blue. We want to sign you up. Needs to be before the deadline, so it was all rushed. And when I got that phone call, I then managed to speak with, I think it was Brian Cook at the Eagles, who I knew through the East Perth days. And I asked Cookie, they could pick 30 players in their initial list, and they had five emergencies. And Cookie, to his credit, was honest enough to say, I wasn't in that 30, but I was in the extra five. But he said it was likely Eagles would sign me, but I had a definite agreement or a definite contract at Carlton, so I didn't want to go the ifs and buts. So I just gone, well, for me, there's no choice. I'll just take the Carlton offer, and the best thing that's ever happened. So it was fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Mate, you started strongly again in 88 and were ready to set the world on fire with the way you played in 87, your reputation, the way opposition coaches had to look at the side and everything else. But then, as we see just way too often in today's game, unfortunately, you were crueled in 88 early in the season by a knee injury, which really curtailed your football playing career after that. Not long after this time, you were ultimately traded to North Melbourne for a player who became a bit of a cult hero at Carlton in Ronnie D'Olio. And Ronnie went on to play 100 games at the club. But no doubt, and I know that he has stated this, he would have traded any of those 100 games for the 23 you played in 87. So, in perspective, when you look back on that time, with what you were dealt with by the footy gods, how do you look at that time? It was obviously very disappointing, but you did have that big day in the sun in 87.
Yeah, 87 was good. I no injuries and played every game. The first game, as I said, it was in the first, but played every game. There's no injuries. It was great. 88, I did have a pretty good pre-season, and I thought I was playing better footy in 88. I had some really good games where I was happy with where I was, and yeah, had the knee injury, which that happens. and then missed the rest of that year and part of the next, the part of 89. But I sort of started to come good in 1990, and I felt like I was playing a couple of good games in 1990. You know, again, a full pre-season under my belt, and I was pretty fit. And then, unfortunately, did it again in July of 1990. So that, yeah, look, that's unfortunate. I would have loved to have played 100 games. I would have loved to have played 200 games. But I did get to play that one game. So I can't complain too much.
Absolutely.
I'm happy with what I've done. Would have loved to have played more footy, but I've got no regrets.
Fair to say we're happy as well, and as are all the West Australian Carlton supporters, mate. Now, we do got a couple more questions. I want to get through them. We're running a little bit over time, but I'm going to give the guys a wind-up. We'll get through these last two questions quickly, so I'll throw you over to David.
Yeah, back to the 1987 squad. There were a lot of WA boys in that squad. Doro, Hunter, DeRue, Blackwell, Torrey and Shiny. I might have missed somebody. But who were you closest to with the club? And keep in mind, we got the hyphen on his segment, the shirt fronts, shortly. So any hidden gem, dirt, anything that you've got on him would be appreciated.
No, I'll leave that one alone. look, well, Satori, Steve Drew, myself and Mark Naley all came to the club at the start of 87. So being newbies, we sort of hung together. But the West Australian guys looked after us. So John Dorotich, we ended up renting his old place. You know, Wayne Blackwell, Brad Shine, they all looked after us until we sort of got integrated within the system. And as it turned out, we did the same for other, particularly West Australians. But even South Australians, we sort of looked after each other early on just to make them feel welcome. But, you know, and the club, you've sort of walked into an area where you've got, you know, 50 new friends. Probably takes you a few weeks to get to know everyone. But then once the games start and once you work hard together during pre-season, you have that mutual respect for a lot of guys. So after a good pre-season, you sort of sit down with anyone and you're good friends with them because you've worked hard together and you've got that respect. So, but pretty much the West Aussie boys did look after us when we first got there.
Dennis, playing across half forward and sitting next to the number four, captain and centre half forward, Styx Kernaghan, must have been a bit surreal. What did you learn or take from him as a footballer, a person, and the man who destroyed Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man following the 87 grand final triumph?
That's right. Yeah, he regrets that now, doesn't he? He regrets that there was actually ever filmed. He sang that song a lot, but it was once where it got filmed, so of course he would never live that down. Look, good bloke, good leader. He was actually, before my first game on the Thursday night, I was running off the training track, and he just ran past me. He was the captain, and in the match committee, ran past me, just nudged me, said, "You're in," and he kept jogging. So I wasn't allowed to tell him. He kept running off, and it took me probably 10 metres to realise what he had said. Oh, what? I mean, so he's that sort of bloke. He's a good bloke, great player. It helped me as a player also because, I mean, he took the main defender. A bit frustrating when they always kicked the ball to him, and often I was on a good lead and well and truly by myself, but they kicked the turn in. But, look, he was such a great player and one of the best marks I've ever seen. So, and that goal he kicked against North Melbourne in the 1987 last game of the year, the mongrel punt he kicked from the pocket, which allowed us to win the game, which kept us on top of the ladder, which gave us a week off, which I think, in the end of the day, that one kick helped us win the flag.
Absolutely. Well, mate, we do got to wrap it up there. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we're on behalf of all the WA supporters, we're very glad that you focused on your footy after the under-15s and not on whacking blokes. You became an integral part of that 87 team, debuted, played 23 games, walked away with the flag. Must have been a fantastic time. We appreciate everything you did. Mate, you did work extremely hard to reach that pinnacle at a very young age, and we never saw the full potential thanks to those footy gods. But, again, grateful for everything you did in 87 and very grateful for your time today on the program. Thanks very much. Anything else you'd like to throw out to the WA Blue faithful supporters out there watching the team in the current day to help them keep the faith?
Mate, I reckon it's great that you guys have got this radio. I know you guys have your gatherings on a regular basis throughout the year. Fantastic. Not going through a good space at the moment, the club, but I think The last two games have been pretty positive, and I reckon we could be on our upward trend. So hopefully, if we can maintain that the next couple of years, maybe we can actually start to knock on the door of the final. So let's wait and see.
Absolutely. Thanks very much again. Right, hope to see you for a frothy down at the Empire for one of our games, mate. I'll buy you the first one, and we'll talk to you soon. That's Rocky Dennis. Right. Thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Well, guys, what a pleasure it was speaking to Rocky there. And any thoughts on his time in 87? Any special memories? He only played the 1 year. Look, my memories of Rock was really comes down to the fact that he was very damaging across half forward. And he was just one of those unsung guys who gave it his all. And, you know, we're very grateful, obviously, to have had him in the team at that time. Now, I'm going to throw over to a break, and when we come back, it's our regular segment, The Shirt Front, with the one and only David Rhys-Jones to review the Blues' performance last week against the Power and the upcoming game today against the Swans.
Blue Baggers of WA, be part of Carlton's record membership as the club chases 60,000 members for the first time in its history. It is time to prove that you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria. In 2019, the region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation, and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger.
Station sponsor.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. From our functions and events, you can find out about further upcoming local events. Carlton Football Club memberships, purchase of local WA Blues merchandise, season raffle tickets, even Carlton number plates for your car. Just look for one of the committee shirts and ask one of your friendly representatives for any information. We as a committee also help Carlton with pre- and post-match functions whenever the Carlton Football Club teams travel to Perth. Attending the pre-match functions gives you the chance to win match day ground passes. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues!
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. Tech Tiger can help. For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back again, listeners. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Breakfast with the Blues with WA Blues Chairman John Allen, committee members David Thomason and Melanie Hall, and Carlton tragic Craig Beck on this day, 8,590 since the last Blues Premiership. It is that time of the program now to roll into the most anticipated football review segment on radio today, The Shirt Front, as we are now joined by the one, the only 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership champion and all-round saint on the footy field, the one and only hyphen, David Rhys-Jones. How are you going today, David?
Very good, guys. Very good. Yeah, looking forward to the match coming up shortly, and I think we're a real chance today, so might be the first win for the Blues for the year today.
Absolutely. We're certainly all feeling that optimism today. And it was a much better performance and effort last Saturday against the Power in what was a hostile environment, as it always is there. And yet another chapter in our book of honourable losses, though. But, mate, do you see us any closer to the consistency of quarter-by-quarter results that the supporters are so desperately craving at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we've got the talent there. You know, that's the best thing about it. We've got the talent there, and you can see it now. You can, you know, the young boys, they are going to have lapses during a game, but, you know, you've got to wear that. But, you know, to go down to Port Adelaide, come over there last week and only get beat by 16 points and to be right in the game, you know, for a long period to the game, that was probably the most satisfying thing because they're going to play finals. They're going to be a good team this year, Port Adelaide. They'll be right up there and we took it right up to them. And, you know, with a little bit more experience in our side, you know, I think, you know, even this week with Marchbank coming back into that back line, he adds a little bit more stability in that back line and certainly gives a greater presence there. So looking forward to today.
Morning, David. Mel here. Paddy Cripps continued to play a largely lone hand in the inside midfield department this year. How important will it be to get Matt Kennedy back in there, supporting Cripps, Dow, Setterfield, get them all gelling and performing at once so that more pressure is put on the opposition coaches in a game?
Yeah, look, I think the important thing and what you're touching on there is you know, we've got a bit of depth really through our midfield at the moment. You know, and right through our squad, I was talking to Josh Fraser during the week, who coaches the Northern Blues, and, you know, he's really looking forward to the season because, you know, he's got some real talent to work with this year, and he can see, you know, he's going to have a stronger team, which helps, you know, helps the overall performance of the senior team. There's going to be a lot of pressure from below today. You know, Caswell coming in today, he's been, you know, he's been playing in the practice matches in the back line and been doing quite well too. And, you know, you know, he'll come in to replace Charlie down forward, but he'll also be enormous as a backup ruckman. And we won't have to use young Harry McKay in that rucking role. So, you know, he'll be able to concentrate in his forward craft and that kid's going to, you know, he's going to clunk about a dozen one day and kick six or seven and he'll be on his way. So exciting times ahead.
Good morning, David. Not pulling any punches, but just try to get your thoughts on the ins and outs. I certainly think Marchbank and O'Brien deserve their call-up, but as you said, Levi's back in the team. Must be close to his last chance with Charlie out at the moment. I was hoping that Lobb would have replaced Phillips, who in the first few games he's tried hard, but he's had his pants down pulled down so far. And, geez, I thought Matt Kennedy was stiff. He's been playing really well for the Bull Ants. Who else is on the chopping block? And who do you think's for a big game today, and what are your thoughts on the ins and outs?
Yeah, look, I'm pretty happy with him, and as I said before, talking to Josh Fraser during the week, he actually mentioned that Casbolt had a terrific game last week, so he's in there on form, and that's what's going to happen. You know, I mean, players will be picked on form. Marchbank's a natural to come back in, and Lockie O'Brien, that third one there, he is a very, very gifted young footballer, a little bit on the light side. And, you know, he sort of got shrunk aside a bit last year, but I'm really looking forward to seeing him play as well because he's a class act and he's going to be one of these other young players who are going to be a massive part of our future. Overall, I think, you know, besides losing Charlie, of course, but you know, when you know, you go back a couple of years, Levi Casbolt was our go-to forward and now he's having to play in the back line in the Northern Blues to sort of resurrect himself and get back into the team. So it shows a lot of strength and a lot of commitment, you know, from our young tall forwards. And Mitch McGovern, he's just about ready to you know, really have a good one. And I think today could be his day. The only problem, we've only got one problem today, is Buddy, really. And so the Swans seem Buddy conscious and he has a day out, then it could be trouble for us. But if we can control him through the midfield and put some pressure on, I think we're a great chance today.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue into my next question there, Dave. You know, we've got the Swans today, both without a win. Everyone's sort of optimistically seeing that as a big chance for us, and for very good reason with the matchups and everything else. Probably Liam Jones will go on Buddy. Maybe Weeder's there for a while. But just how do you think we match up against the Swans, the club that you first played for before you came to the Blues? And what are the key areas that you think we need to improve on or be strong in to win this game today?
We really need to get the ball out wide and use our pace. I think that's going to be the key. The Swans have looked really slow in their first couple of games, and that's been their undoing. And they're not real quick through the midfield. So we really need to exploit that, get the ball out wide, use our pace, and get it into our forward line quick. And, you know, if we can do that, we can have one-on-ones down there with McGovern and McKay and even Levi down there. You know, he's going to be there from time to time, and he's good grabbing. And one-on-one's how we want it. So I just feel that we're going to have the edge, really with the speed through the midfield, and that's how we can do it. But, you know, I think the Swans are in a pretty awkward position at the moment because, you know, they go forward, they look for Buddy nearly every time, so they become very predictable. And when you haven't got patient and predictable, you're very vulnerable, and hopefully we can exploit that today.
And that probably explains why Kennedy wasn't selected and O'Brien come in, just to exploit that pace. Kennedy first game back from his shoulder issue, 30-odd possessions. But, you know, horses for courses today. Give Kennedy another run in the Magoos. And, look, what I'll do is I'll throw you over to Craig for another question now.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Mate, I think I've been dropped in with a tough question here, but, you know, Chairman Mayo did touch on your saintly footy
Chairman
demeanour.
Chairman Mayo, you make me sound like a sandwich, mate. I think that's Chairman Mao.
Mao, sorry, mate. But, however, as a misunderstood football genius, you visited the tribunal, I believe, a total of 42 times, a record 25 times as alleged perpetrator and then 17 times as a victim. But you were only found guilty of saintly 8 times for a total of 17 matches suspended. So I think way less than those filthy mongrels like Dietrich Archer and your good old mate Diesel there. mate, did they have ashtrays with your initials etched into them at the tribunal like some of these high roller poker dens? And I'm just wondering, what would you have done for a living if you had been born in this current playing era?
I'd actually love to play in this sort of era because there's that many cameras and things out there, and you wouldn't have some spud standing on your toes and pitching and whacking you behind the ear behind the play. And, you know, I used to warn them. I used to say, keep doing that, I'm going to whack you. And being a man of my word, I had to stick to it. So, as you said, look, I was reported 25 times. So I was found guilty 11 times. So I got a 14 of them. But I was guilty 25 times, but I was pretty good at it. So, you know, I could talk my way around in there. So got off quite a few.
That was a well-scripted question, Craig.
It'd be interesting watching you these days with the way this, what do they call it, the non-intentional contact or whatever it is these days, and, you know, you look at that Mason Cox one the other night. I think if you would have been on the other end of that, it might have been a different story, but anyway.
Look, did you watch that match last night?
Oh, I did.
Was it a bloody disgraceful umpiring? I mean, geez, I thought I was watching a game of basketball the way they were umpiring for a while. You couldn't make any contact with anyone without giving a free kick away. And it, you know, I mean, what annoys me about umpires and the rules and all this sort of thing is when we get to the finals, everyone says how good the umpiring that is because they let the game go. They let it go. They don't, you know, those piggy catch with free kick aren't paid. They just let the players get out and play. And I thought the umpiring was terrible last night.
Yeah, thanks for giving them a whack, mate, too, because they very well deserved, I thought, and everyone's in agreement with you there. Mate, unfortunately, we do got to wrap it up. As always, mate, on the shirt front, you've given us good insights on how the team performed last week, looking at the game with a lot of optimism this week, which is good to see. Let's hope they, in about an hour's time, when the bounce goes down, the Blues can come out of the blocks and get off to a good four-quarter effort today. So, mate, thanks very much for your time, as always.
No worries,
we finally got a whack out of you on those umpires, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, you can get one of them every week. I don't mind whacking the umpires.
No worries. Mate, fantastic
work. All right, guys,
work.
I reckon the Swans by about 5 goals.
Swans by 5 goals. All right,
sorry, Carlton by 5 goals.
That's better. Mate, I was just about to cut you off, but I'm going to do that now anyway because we've run out of time.
I was thinking we're going to beat the Swans by 5 goals.
Mate, I was going to get Rocky Dennis to ask a question about your tribunal appearances, and he didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole earlier this morning. But, mate, again, thanks very much for your generous time. We really appreciate it. The supporters love it. We got a bit of feedback from a Tasmanian supporter who streamed in during the week, so I know you would have enjoyed that. They certainly did. Mate, thanks for joining us again on the shirt front.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day, too. Cheers. See you, mate. Well, as usual, insightful look into the round from Dave. A nice whack on the umpires. Guys, we've only got about 8 minutes left. So what we'll do is we'll go straight over to Dave for the Northern Blues review.
Actually, I might first go into the AFLW, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Yeah. You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM. I'm David Thompson, and this is the AFLW Wrap, proudly brought to you by our friends at Tech Tiger. It was a great season, I reckon, for the AFLW. It got criticised by a lot of fans, but the skills were up, the fitness levels were up, and the scores were up. The grand final wasn't a reflection of that, but what an amazing crowd they had at the grand final. They had over 53,000. I don't think anyone would have predicted that before the year started. It did help that the Carlton AFL side was in town playing Port the day before, but what a great crowd. I saw Gil patting himself on the back, acting like a hero, but the AFL did stuff all this year to really promote the Women's League. It was the teams, the players and the coaches who deserve all the credit.
Well said.
Had the Blues played their grand final against Freo like you predicted, John? I reckon maybe yes, but the Crows were the best team all year and they showed that on the park. So congratulations to the Women's Crows team. They really deserve that flag, and hats off to Erin Phillips, who had a fantastic season. I said last week that nobody could stop her, but in the end her body broke down and she'll be a massive loss to the league next season. So the Crows won 10 goals 363 to 2 goals 618, but the Blues should be really proud of their efforts, rising from the bottom to almost winning the flag. There'll be lots of recruitment work to be done over the off-season with the expansion teams coming in and decimating lists. Harford will get them working hard. Strength, conditioning, skills all have to improve. Congratulations to Maddie Prasparkas on winning the Rising Star Award and the three girls that made the AFLW list.
Mate, and who's putting their hands up? We touched on it a little bit there with the guys that have come in this week, but Matt Kennedy as well deserves a mention. Anyone else in the Northern Blues Review that's putting their hand up that might be looking for the next week if anyone doesn't perform?
Oh, I definitely think that Matthew Lobb battled all day last week in the ruck. It's really crazy that the VFL structured their season this year that we don't even get a game in the VFL until round four of the AFL season. So it's really hard for lesser players to kind of get a look in. But Jack Silvani, he'll be looking at it, I reckon, soon. Hugh Goddard. There's lots of potential going on there in the VFL, and I reckon they're going to have a pretty good season down there.
No worries. And look, also just a reminder to all the supporters listening out there of the mighty WA Blues and the Carlton Football Club, we've got our event on at Empire today, 220 Great Eastern Highway, Lathlane. All the supporters going down there for the game against the Swans. And as usual every week, we've got our raffles, our food and drink specials. So we'd love everyone to come down there, make lots of noise. Our co-tenants for the year, the Swans, are going to be down there as well. We'll be meeting them for the first time, so it'll be a great atmosphere down there, a little bit of rivalry, a little bit of banter, so please try and get down there. As always, it's fully inclusive and family-friendly. Lots of space down there out the back in the garden, watching it on the big LED screen for the kids to run around, so it's a fantastic atmosphere, and that's why we've moved over there. So please get on down. Upcoming events that we've got, our next event after this week is not until round six, so we've got a couple of weeks off. You can always watch the Blues live at the Empire, even when we don't have our events, but round six, Sunday, 28th of April against the Hawks. It's a 1:20 p.m. game on Sunday, so nice family-friendly slot there as well. So we hope to see as many WA Blues supporters at all of our events. Please get down and enjoy the atmosphere. Now, also, if you're interested in getting a Carlton membership, Carlton number plates, Dave, you want to touch on that one, mate?
Well, it's easy. You can directly contact the club or go onto the website. It's probably the easiest. There's a really big push to see which interstate supporters base can be the highest number of members this year. So we're really hoping that the WA people have been maybe sitting on their wallets a little bit to bring them out and get any of the membership packages, and there's always one that fits your budget, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Now, just a reminder, the WA Blues, we're doing a lot more this year for the supporters, and that's why we really encourage you guys to get down there. And we couldn't be doing what we're doing without the able support of our sponsors, Hyundai, as our major sponsor, also our platinum sponsors, Allmark Printing, for all your printing, merchandising needs. They've been fantastic helping us this year with all our new merch. And you can purchase merch at our events. You just got to get down there, all the usual sort of stuff, coffee cups, travel mugs. We got a few giveaways with pens and notepads and stuff like that as well. So get on down there and get in amongst it. Also, Master Picture Frame is doing all the framing for our memorabilia, auction and raffle items. Tech Tiger for all your web design needs with Andy Jones there. And also, of course, the Empire. So anytime you want to get down to the Empire that's not a Carlton game and enjoy their weekly specials, daily specials on food and drink, please support those guys. Now, where's WA Blues? We sponsor a WA Origin player for the Carlton Football Club every year. This year, again, it's Jared Garlett. Sadly, he was dropped this week. He hasn't been in the greatest of touch, but we wish him well, and we know that he's going to work hard and break back into the team. Dave, we've got about a minute, mate. You want to quickly touch on Jared?
Yeah, I reckon Jared's been playing really well. You've seen him some penetrating kicks that he's been doing, some real rebound off the back line. I just think he suffered a little bit, being a little bit sloppy, especially with just laying out those arms and causing some high tackles that gave away some critical free kicks. I think if he cleans up that part of his game and really just flicks the switch and focuses on everything, he should definitely get back into the list in no time at all. He's too valuable a player for us, and I reckon he'll go far.
And that is about all we have for today, time-wise. Again, thanks everyone for listening in. Thanks for the feedback last week. We'd love to hear some more feedback from this program, so you can send us a message, private messages on Facebook page or through the website, and we might read some of the messages out if they're suitable and appropriate. So good luck today to the team, obviously, against the Swans. We'd love to see all the supporters down there getting amongst it at the Empire today. They're opening up at 10 o'clock, bounce down's 10:45.
We'll be there shortly.
We'll be there very shortly, going straight from the studio to the game. And as always, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Thanks, guys. And they will know that.